And Xavier trying to hang on in what has been an outstanding championship game to conference rivals, to Catholic schools in Eastern Iowa, basketball powers, Waller Xavier going toe-to-toe in a tremendous 3A title game.
Xavier with just a five-point lead, and then that turnover led to a breakout for Waller. So Xavier's going to have to get the ball inbounds and try to keep away from turnovers.
They get it into Mims. It took him a while, but they finally do. To Jackson Jones, double team. Back to Mims. Mims races up court. They've got numbers here to Stolk, and he goes up, hands it off to Tekau. He was hammered on his way up, and a foul called. They got Kluck.
And that's a right call. I think Penzel might have blocked it, but Kluck was on his arm, so I think that's a right call.
So free throws coming for Max Tekau.
And he's a 64.6% free throw shooter.
Yeah,
no pressure on these, though.
It was Kluck that came around.
Yeah.
Minute 44 to go. Free throws for Max. First one up and good.
Boy, that is just money. Xavier now 8 out of 9 from the free throw line.
Second one for Tekau. It's on the way, and it's through.
Boy, neither one of them hit the rim. Both of those were right through the net.
Five-point lead for Xavier. 54-49, a minute 40 to play. And a steal by Mims.
Breakaway.
Mims races away and lays it in. 56-49. Here's Wetter, a three from the top, no good. Kicks long. Xavier basketball.
Boy, great job by Matthew Mims again. Blocking Kluck out, wouldn't let him get the basketball that was going towards the sideline. 7-point lead.
1:22 to play. Inbound to Berger. Berger races up and across half court. He had poked away and he's fouled. And that will be foul number 7. So Mitch Berger will go to the free throw line for a 1-1.
And Mitch is a 74.3% free throw shooter, so they like having him on the line.
7-point lead for the Xavier Saints.
Xavier now 6 out of 6 from the field here in the fourth quarter.
Free throw good for Berger. 57-49. Second one for Mitch. Is up and no good. Missed it. Pimsel the rebound. The lead stays at 8. Wetter into the front court for Waller. They're in hurry-up mode now. To Schmidt, Wetter, and now Kluck. Kluck, a baseline drive, finds Till for the dunk. And Waller will use their final timeout, down by 6 with a minute 4 to play.
0.9% and Tekau 64.6%. So they really want the ball in Mims' and Berger's hand right now.
And tonight, 10 of 12.
Yeah, they've really been solid.
Inbound, they got it to Berger in the corner, throws it to Jones. Xavier may need some help here. Get ahead to Mims. Do they want to use a timeout? No. Jones gets it across midcourt. There's a slap and a foul called on Austin Kluck. They were close to calling a timeout. Xavier was. You can see the coaches.
They were close to a 10-second count, too, in the backcourt. But really nice job by Jackson Jones that time getting the ball up past half court. He'll be at the line shooting 70.6%.
54 seconds remaining. Jackson will shoot 1-1. First one is good.
And this kid's a sophomore. Him and Mims are sophomores, and they're just absolutely money.
58-51. Jones, the free throw. And the second one is good.
Now here's the other thing. Xavier only has 2 team fouls, so they shouldn't let any wide open looks.
59-51. 3 by Schmidt on the way. Good.
Oh, wow.
Buries it. 59-54. But no timeouts left for Waller.
That was an NBA
There's
three.
A trap and a foul called on Cordell Pimsel. No.
They're just going to call it out of bounds, I think.
Out of bounds on Pimsel. 59-54. Xavier's got to run something here to get it in bounds. 43 seconds to go. 5-point lead.
Well, how good has Josh Schmidt been tonight with those three-pointers every time they need one?
Inbound to Berger. He races up court. Gets into the front court. There's a reach in. No foul called. And pinned off to Stolken. Try to hammer it in. No good. Berger the rebound. Goes up strong. No good. Tekau
is... They don't need it.
Got the basketball. Ball stripped. Iwari comes up with it. Pimsel in transition. 25 seconds. Pimsel down the paint. He lays it in on a blocking foul called. 59-56.
Well, I would have loved to see Xavier when they had those two offensive rebounds. At some point in time, just pull it out.
23.6 seconds to go.
3-point lead now. Pemsel can make it a 1-point lead. Now I got to get on the boards. If this is a miss, they have to get the board here.
Pemsel at the free throw line. He makes it 59-57. Xavier's got to get it in, and they'll bring Bukowski, a ball handler, into the game with 23.6 seconds to go. 59-57. Jones to inbound. Gets it into Mims, and a foul called on Cluck. So Matt Mims, a sophomore, runs down to the other end. He's ready to shoot free throws right now.
And that's a good sign. He's got a lot of confidence from that free throw line. 80% free throw shooter. I really like this. He just wants a basketball in his hands here at the end of the game because he's a free throw shooter. And
this will be the final one and one.
That's correct. After this, it'll be two shots.
22.6 seconds
Wallace
to go.
Wallace got a couple of guys deep that I'm not sure that the Xavier kids know that they're there. Oh, this is the fifth. They're calling the fifth foul on this.
So Austin Cluck will exit with 10 points, 3 rebounds tonight. They'll bring in John Timmerman. Both teams have only went 7 deep tonight.
Well, less than a minute ago, Xavier had an 8-point lead, and now it's down to 2 shooting free throws.
You
got to
watch Schmidt. He's hanging out down to the other end of the court. Yeah. Now Brad Stovey tells Mitch Berger to watch him.
Yeah, he's going back.
Free throw by Mims, good. 60-57. He will get another.
Boy, another one here will make it a 2-possession game. Gives Xavier a little bit of a cushion.
Matt Mims, the sophomore, at the free throw line. It is up, and it is good. 61-57. Xavier is going to use their final timeout. And it is over. In 2016, the Cedar Rapids Xavier Saints win their first state championship in boys basketball.